Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The only regular season signature PGA golf tournament scheduled in our state is once again right around the corner. And our next guest is responsible for making sure that it all goes well. Steve Wilmot is the tournament director of the RBC Heritage presented by Boeing, coming to Hilton Head Island April 15th through 21st. And we have him on the phone. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for thinking of us.
So I imagine you are pretty busy right now.
We are, but it's also an exciting time for us at being the Heritage Classic Foundation, certainly being this community, as well as for the sake of South Carolina, too. This is an exciting time in the spring here for everybody.
Well, tell us more about this year's tournament. Are there any changes from last year?
Well, the interesting thing is, you know, we were awarded because of the hard work of all those entities I just mentioned, from our volunteers to the support of local officials as well as statewide officials, all the support we get from Columbia, but we've been awarded the status as a signature event. And with that, there's only eight of us on the PGA Tour with that status. Will be a limited field players, which is going to be unique for us because last year we had the largest field we ever had. We normally were 132 players invitational. Last year we had almost 150 players, and this year we'll have somewhere between 74 to 76 players, which is a big change, but we're guaranteed to have the top players in the world, which is exciting for everybody.
So does this mean that there will be no weekend cut?
Yes, we will not have a cut, which is different. You know, the flow of the tournament will be a little bit different Thursday and Friday, too. For those that have attended or for those that have watched, traditionally we've gone off the front side and back side from sun up to sundown on both days. But we'll be just going off the front side in twosomes. And for those players that maybe aren't playing as well, but might be one of your favorites, you'll know they'll be around for the weekend so you can follow them as well.
Now, besides Boeing as the presenting sponsor, talk a little bit more about how you work with the local business community.
It truly is a partnership. It's a community event. But most importantly, it's really our volunteers. You know, we have excess of 2,500 volunteers when it's said and done that support the tournament in many different ways. And if we had to pay our volunteers $1 an hour for their time, we give nothing to charity. And last year we gave just south of $3 million, and since 1987, we've given almost $53 million in charity. But many different partners. I mean, it's one of those things that we are a destination event. We certainly have community support from spectators, but a lot of our spectators are coming in from outside the area, outside the region, coming to Hilton Head Island, coming to South Carolina, and they're flying in and driving in and staying at hotels and villas and homes and eating at restaurants and playing golf and doing all those things. So there's a huge economic impact to this community as well as the state as well each year.
Well, Steve, I know that the tournament has in the past had to limit attendance to the tournament. Is it still in place?
Yes. It kind of goes back to a couple of things. Last year we did sell out, which we've sold out again this year. It's not that we can sell more tickets, but it's a part of the experience. It's a part of us being a signature event. We want our spectators to enjoy the experience of a PGA Tour event. And, you know, parking, security, restroom lines, concession lines, viewing areas. We've added bleachers. We have new bleachers on 1, 2, 4, 5, 17 this year. And it's not for the sake of selling more tickets. It's better viewing area. Watch the competition. And back in 2019, we had the Saturday that we couldn't have gotten another person out on the golf course, and that wasn't good. And that's something that we've worked hard on, making sure that it's a great experience for everybody.
And so I guess COVID then came along and kind of forced limited attendance on you. And what is that magic number now for the tournament?
Per day is what we're looking at is a number about 22 to 24,000 people max. Could we sell more? Yes. But would the experience be tough on people? Yes. So we're sensitive to that. And, you know, we certainly have done some things over the years, upgrading our concessions, upgrading some viewing areas and some of the additional offerings on the golf course, which adds to the, you know, someone being out there for 6-8 hours watching golf.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for spending time with us today. And we're looking forward to the upcoming tournament.
Well, thank you as always, and I appreciate all your support and all you do.
Steve Wilmot is tournament director of the RBC Heritage presented by Boeing, coming to Hilton Head Island April 15th through 21st. We will have a link to the tournament posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.